length and manner is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John, the 10th chapter. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd." Indeed, alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed, alleluia.
What a wonderful, beautiful picture we have here in our text. Jesus, the shepherd with the sheep. Countless pieces of art and pictures of Jesus portray this image. Perhaps you see them at church, maybe in your own workspace or in your own home. Jesus rescuing the lost sheep, carrying him home on his shoulders. Jesus sitting, holding, caring for the sheep. In this image, we see for the sheep protection, love, care, understanding. We see a shepherd who knows his sheep, not as a whole, but each one of them individually. How powerful that image is for us, even today. For in it, yes, we see not only a wandering, weak, and injured sheep in need of help, but we see ourselves as well, under the care of the Good Shepherd. Yes, in need of help, but safely in the arms of Jesus. We see the Good Shepherd caring for us. We see the comfort that comes from the one who says, "I know my own." We see the one who has left his heavenly home to take on flesh. He came to walk on this earth, so he knows. He knows the joys you experience when you're doing the things you love to do, when you experience laughter with family and friends, when your child or grandchild is baptized, or they take their first steps or say their first words. When Confirmation Sunday comes around and that same child stands up before their brothers and sisters in Christ and professes the faith that God has worked in them and proclaim that Jesus is their Lord and Savior. When your day is relaxing or the unexpected gift comes or your vacation is memorable, Jesus knows the joys you experience. He also knows the challenges you face. When the doctor says it's cancer, when you struggle to understand how you might fit in, when there doesn't seem to be enough hours in the day to get everything done, when your relationship can be broken because of hurtful words, when the ways of the world weigh heavy on your heart, Jesus knows the challenges you face. He knows your fears and sorrows. He knows your hopes and your dreams, your anticipation and your trepidation about what tomorrow might bring. Jesus knows, and because he knows, he cares and he provides and he loves. He picks you up when you feel helpless and weak. He holds you tight when you're scared or when you might feel like you're all alone. He searches you out even when you wander from him. We do that sometimes, don't we? We wander. Oh, we don't mean to do it. We don't try to do it. But the road to temptation is a slippery slope. And sometimes we stand a little too close to that edge. Sometimes we don't follow the voice of our good shepherd, but instead are enticed by the voices of those wolves who want to scatter us and lead us away from Christ. The people who tell us it's okay to just curse a little, share one little secret, tell one little white lie. It won't hurt anyone. We take that one little tempting step over the edge. just to see what it's like. And we end up scattered from the flock, alone and in danger. We know that's where many people in our world find themselves. Maybe it's where you've found yourself in the past, or maybe even struggle with that this morning. If so, know this: you are never beyond the reach of your good shepherd, never beyond the reach of his love, his forgiveness, his care. The good shepherd knows you, and because he knows you, he will seek you out and bring you back and care for you with his love. The good shepherd does that because he knows you and lays down his life for you. Twice in our text today, it says he lays down his life. Verses 17 and 18 after our text, three more times, he says he lays down his life for you because he knows that you were lost in your sin and there was nothing you could do about it. That's Jesus knowing that only through his willingness to endure the betrayal and denial of his friends, only through his willingness to endure the mocking and the beating and the suffering at the hands of his enemies, only through his willingness to endure the pain and agony of laying down that life on the cross for you, only through all of that could you be saved. That's the love of the good shepherd that held him there on the cross for you, held him there as he laid down his life, dying the death that you deserved, rising to life again, giving you the blessings that you now have in him. Protection and care and healing and love are yours in Jesus. Given to you in the gifts of his word, of holy baptism, of his body and blood and holy communion. Given to you for every time that you've stood too close to that edge and slid down that slippery slope away from Jesus. And you are turned to him in repentance. Forgiveness is yours. Through that death and resurrection, eternal life is yours. Because the good shepherd knows his sheep, and his sheep know him. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, you know that reality in your life, and that the good shepherd will always, always seek you out, pick you up, bind up your wounds, and hold you tight. And one day, he will carry you home to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's the goodness and mercy and love of the Good Shepherd who knows you. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.